Hey, what's up, everybody? This is episode number 27.
It's 27, I believe.
I'm pretty sure it's 27. I know that we don't count very well, but I'm pretty sure it's 27.
I mean, once we got past 10, I mean, that's past our fingers, guys.
Fingers and toes.
We're past that. Oh my God. Yeah. We're past fingers and toes now.
Fingers and toes.
We almost need another set. Well, between the two of us, we have 40.
That's true.
We're not missing any. That's between true. The two of us, that's I don't true. Think.
No, we're not missing any digits.
I mean, we have some deformed digits. Especially so, right now with my poor thumb.
What's wrong? Oh, yeah. Heather had a thumb accident.
Yeah.
With a wicker basket.
Damn wicker baskets. It impaled my poor thumb. All I was trying to do is put dog toys away.
If anyone's ever had anything like shoved up like between your nail and your finger, like that hurts.
It really hurt, and I had nobody there to help me.
Oh, it hurt so bad.
So I didn't cry because no one was there to hear me cry.
Nobody give a shit.
No one cared. So I had to just dig it out by myself and be all brave. But the aftermath sucks.
It hurts. God damn it.
Every time you grab something, it hurts.
Yeah.
Well, we're not drinking white tonight like we promised from last time.
Yeah, we're drinking red. What would you drink first?
It is a Cab Sauv, I think.
Cab Sauv, we drank that. Now we're on to a Kyle's Fair Market Red, which you've drank before several
times.
We
love the Kyle's. It's named after the owner.
Yes,
we love Kyle. His name is Kyle in his little coveralls.
Mm-hmm. And so we're drinking his red. It's like a red blend.
I mean, I can tell you what's in it.
2013, and it's really good.
Oh, I love this. Is probably one of my favorites from them. But
it's so delicious.
It's not really obvious to me what's in it, so I'm not going to tell you what's in it. It's a blend.
It's a blend. Yeah, it's a red blend. That's good.
It's really, really good. Patron's actually licking the top of the bottle right now.
I know. He's all over this shit tonight. So so Heather came over.
Yes.
And we cooked dinner. So if anyone, and so I'm not being paid to say this. Mm-mm. We are not sponsors.
We don't have any sponsors, you guys. No sponsors. Nobody pays us to say shit yet.
Nobody gives us any money to do anything. But I recently subscribed to the food service called HelloFresh. And I know most of you have probably heard about it. But I was like, oh, I don't know. It sounds kind of dumb, but there was like a coupon. And so I got some meals. It's like 20 bucks a meal for four people. So it was a pretty good deal.
You can't go to a restaurant for 20 bucks for four people.
And so I bought, so I've been getting, this is my second week getting HelloFresh. And so I just got it today.
Mm-hmm.
And so since Heather was coming over, we decided we'd cook one of the meals.
And
so
it was one I could eat.
Apricot glazed chicken.
Delicious.
With roasted potatoes and green beans, and which is all stuff Heather can eat.
Heather friendly.
Heather friendly food. And it was delicious. Oh, so good.
I would eat it every day.
Oh.
It was so good. So, so good.
Yeah. So, they're not paying us or anything, but HelloFresh food is delicious.
So, Kobe has been signed up for it for 2 weeks now.
Mm-hmm.
She has probably convinced me at this point to sign up myself. Because the directions are super easy.
They are.
And you are able to follow it, even if you're really... what am I going to say? Cooking challenged?
Yeah.
I'm cooking challenged.
Cooking challenged.
Like, I don't understand certain terminology.
But they lay it all out so that the meal, it comes together at the end, all together.
Like, they even tell you, Kobe was saying, they tell you how to start things. When you start certain things, at what time you start certain things, before you start the other things. So that way everything finishes up. And it did.
It did.
It finished perfect.
It did.
Together.
And, like, you feel like a gourmet chef, too, because, like, I had this big sprig of, like, thyme that, like wrote, like, I cooked in the sauce, and then you take the thyme out.
I know.
But it has the flavor. And you feel like a freaking chef.
It looked like chef-worthy shit right now
that I was watching. It was so delicious.
So, Kobe did that, and then I made the hamburger helper stroganoff. For the rest of her family that won't eat the fancy shit.
The rest of my family is like super picky. And so I'm like, oh, we're having apricot glazed chicken cutlets. And they're like, no.
Nope, not eating that.
I'm not eating that. So then I'm like, okay, here's some hamburger helper.
And Stroganoff.
Like, they're like, yes, hamburger
They were really helper. Happy. So
super excited about Kobe's hamburger helper.
Looking at her recipe cards, because she has to, because it's pretty intricate. And there's me looking at the back of the box of the hamburger helper, like, oh, wait, how much water do I add here? Oh, wait, I need this much amount. Stir it this way. Okay.
Yeah, Heather's like, can I help? I'm like, yes, you're in charge of the hamburger helper. So that here's was me. The box. Read the directions.
And I swear to God, I added a special ingredient in there.
Did you?
It was love. My love to your family to eat my stroganoff.
And my husband chowed that shit down.
He did. He said he could taste the love in there.
Yeah.
He actually said those words.
It was super made out of love.
Because I did love it.
Yeah.
I can't eat it, but I loved it.
So we made two meals tonight.
We did. Kobe made the hard one. And then it was hard for me, but I made it.
Hamburger helper. And apricot glazed chicken cutlets.
With fresh green beans.
And roasted potatoes.
It was so good. I think your dad ate some of it.
He did. He ate some of it.
And he loved it. So, yeah. So you still have lunch for tomorrow.
I have lunch for tomorrow. That's super exciting.
And dad ate my lunch for tomorrow. Which is okay. Which just opens up the door for peanut butter.
I bet
butter.
There's potatoes and green beans left, though.
I do love those.
We could put some sauce on them.
You know what? That would be probably fantastic.
That would be good.
Well, let's look at it. Because I want to make sure that you have enough for yours.
Yeah. So at this point, we haven't cleaned up the kitchen yet. So we're going to do the podcast first.
And hope that they've cleaned it up.
And I hope that someone cleans up the kitchen, which probably isn't going to happen.
Probably not.
But that's okay.
There was a chance. There was a slight chance it might happen.
So, yeah, every Tuesday we make a huge mess and then hope that someone else cleans it up while we're doing our podcast.
It does not happen at my house.
It does. There's no one else at your house.
Well, there are. There's not another person at my house. I keep thinking those cats might figure a damn thing out.
Nope.
And they already get in my sink all the time.
Yeah, but
turn the damn water on. Oh, I do put, I have my my cat proofing
baby bumper.
My cats are extremely smart at my house. They have figured out how to turn on my faucet to run my water,
and they can also open up the refrigerator
and the oven. Fuck.
Your cats are psychotic.
They're bored.
Your cats are fucking possessed by Satan.
I'm not going to deny that one. I'm pretty sure they are, because it's ridiculous what they're able to do in my house.
They're possessed by Satan.
Who can do that? Why would they want to open an oven?
Just, you know what? Maybe they're trying to roast one of the dogs or something.
Well, they're all in the crate when I'm gone.
Well, hey, you know what? Your cats are...
There are a few cats, though. I'm sure they would be okay with roasting. Have I ever told everybody
Hold on
here?
I'm reading a joke here. So we've got some Laffy Taffy.
Are they all blue and green?
Yes. It's the best flavors. I've got sour apple and blue raspberry.
There's no red, though.
These are the best ones.
Well, I'm going for a blue raspberry.
Okay, I'm going to read the joke. Are you ready?
I wasn't going to do any sugar, though. But now I'm doing sugar.
Sugar. Yeah.
Okay, do it.
How did the banana mobile escape? Do you know?
Why? I have a banana joke, too.
Oh, fuck.
Okay, banana mobile.
How did the banana mobile escape?
It gave him the slip.
That's good, but that's not the
answer. Damn it!
But that was so good.
Was it?
It peeled out.
Gosh! Oh. Damn it! Guys, I was close. Not really.
Wait. Here, this is a good one. Here we go. Nose jokes stink, but eye jokes are cornea.
What? What the hell was that?
That was so dumb.
I don't even get what you just read to me.
Holy shit, I'm just going to eat my taffy.
But I like the first one. Okay,
wait. What is it? What you got?
Well, the problem is...
Did you rip it?
Well, I tried not to.
With your strong hand?
Yeah. Okay. I have a banana one. Why do bananas like gymnastics?
It's appealing.
Wait, where's the... They like to make splits.
I was close, man.
You were very close.
What's the next one?
Well, I don't think I. Oh, okay. Yes, I can. How does a tree go home when ready?
It leaves.
I mean, that sounds good. Let's see if I can find the answer. That's all connected because I ripped it apart. I have to make it like a puzzle to make it work.
You ripped that wrapper into so many pieces.
I know, because I get desperate to try.
With your freakishly strong hands.
I know. It is freakish. Wait. I'm trying, you guys. I just have to separate this one part.
She can't get it.
I can't. It's totally ripped. Oh, wait. Kobe was right. It leaves.
Oh! I was right!
Yay! Sorry, it took me a really long time to put the 4 or 5 pieces back together to make that word.
She literally shredded that wrapper trying to get the taffy out.
Yep.
Holy shit.
I don't know.
I'm going to take a picture of that wrapper.
Okay, we'll leave it there.
Leave it right here.
I'll make it a little better.
And then I'll take a picture of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I personally don't even understand
how I read that.
How you ripped the fucking shit out of that wrapper like that.
I understand how I ripped it. I don't understand how I read it. Believe me, I understand the hands. I don't understand. I'm not good at puzzles, so I don't know how the hell I put those together.
So.
That tastes really good, by the way.
I know. Isn't it good? Your teeth are blue.
Blue teeth. Part of our dental assistant.
In case you haven't figured this out yet,
We
have absolutely no topic this week.
We had a few. Well, no, we had one. My husband said we could talk about spring cleaning, but I didn't want to.
I don't spring clean, so
I don't feel like I spring clean. I think I clean all the time.
I clean all the time. Mm-hmm. I don't like specifically spring clean because
no,
I don't want to.
I feel like I do a New Year's cleansing, but I don't call it that. All I do is I rip out every last item that I own in the house and reorganize it.
I do that usually before some kind of a holiday.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, why do I have all this shit?
I know. I still have my huge spare room filled with stuff that needs to go to the Goodwill because it still hasn't made it.
See,
and it's easy to go to the Goodwill.
It's so easy.
You just put the stuff in the trunk and you pull up there and unload it for you.
I've literally gone twice in the last 2 weeks. So my house was fully carpeted,
mm-hmm.
except for the kitchen and the bathrooms.
Like literally, we're going to say 6 months ago, everything was carpeted.
Carpet everything. And so we've lived in this house for 16 years.
It's a long time.
It's a long time. Brand new house. We bought it 16 years ago. The carpet after 16 years, 2 children, and I don't even know how many fucking cats, probably like 50.
She usually has about 7 at a time.
Yeah.
So let's go 16 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The carpet was just, it's trash. It's demolished. I have cats that like to spray to mark their territory, and we had one cat that absolutely refused to ever use the litter box.
Is that Buddy or is that a different one?
That was Buddy.
She still owns this cat.
I still have this cat. He will not use the litter box. So he would pee in the corner all the time. So anyways, the carpet was trashed.
Yep.
So my dad, bless his heart,
has spent
the last 6 months ripping all of the carpet out of my house and replacing it with laminate flooring.
Wait, you're forgetting the treating of the floor.
Yeah, well, that was only that one spot.
Well, yeah, because there was only one bad spot. So it gives me hope when I do my
house. There was one super bad spot where he had to dig out the...
Buddy's favorite spot?
Like the base, like the underboard, whatever, and plaster it back up again. And putty it back up again.
And that's 16 years in the making?
16 years.
Okay.
So, but now... So we have a 4-bedroom house. We have 2 living rooms. My dad has put laminate flooring into everything except for 1 bedroom now. 1 bedroom's left and all the carpet's gone. Except my bedroom is a really big room.
It's huge.
So half of it's laminate and the other half I'm going to replace with new carpet.
What color are you thinking?
Gray.
Dark gray?
Dark gray.
Because I'm going to tell you from a person that has basically white carpet. It sucks.
I would never pick white.
I didn't pick it.
I would never have white, beige, cream, any of that shit. With animals?
It shows everything.
You can't have that.
No. One hairball and it's like, oh, fuck.
The only reason our carpet lasted so long is because it's a really, really dark green.
I know most people don't have dark green carpet in their house. I actually really liked the dark green carpet.
I like the dark green. It's been good to me, and it doesn't show the cat stains and stuff. But no. It's 16 years old.
I mean, 16
old,
years
and it needs
old.
To go.
Mine's not even 5 years old. And you've seen mine.
Yeah.
And I scrub the shit out of mine.
You scrub the shit out of
it. And it's still not good. This is why I'm at my little problem now, because I can't make it clean and I have my OCD thing.
Yeah.
Where I have to make everything clean.
It has to be clean.
It has to be clean.
Damn it.
Clean, not clutter. I don't know. I'm almost 40. I'm not getting rid of that shit.
Well, and I just keep going back. Remember we went to the lodge?
Yes.
And you're like, you know why hotel rooms always seem so nice?
Yes, because they're not cluttered.
Because there's no clutter.
Exactly.
None.
I don't know if we can do
and
that.
And so I'm trying to get rid of clutter.
Me too.
But it's so hard.
Well, because you have sentimental value with
yes.
every damn thing
yes.
that's in your house.
Yes.
That's my problem too. I'm looking around like, I need to declutter this. I'm like, wait, I can't get rid of that picture. Not that one either. Wait, I can't get rid of that knickknack. Wait, the billions of things that are in my China hutch, I can't get rid of any of that.
You can't, because it all has a meaning.
It all
to
has
you.
A story, but
yeah,
Kobe, we have to get rid of it.
But do you know why?
Why?
Because we keep buying more shit.
Well, that's the thing. I think what we need to start doing is the thing they do on Tiny Homes Nation, because I've been watching that show.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to get inspired, not to live tiny, because I don't think I can do that yet, but just to get rid of shit.
Yeah.
Every time you buy something new that goes into your house, you have to get rid of something.
Yes.
I don't get rid of something.
It's a give and a take thing.
I can't. I don't do that very well. And I need to get better at it, because I was looking at China Hutch. I was like, there's stuff in there that I didn't really pick out. It was just willed to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's not my style.
Well, that's the whole Marie Kondo thing.
Yeah.
You pick it up and you hold it and you think, does it bring me joy?
There's no joy given to me from this stuff, other than I know that the person who died left it to me because I thought it would give me joy. But and all it does is give me, no offense to my grandmas, I love you all so much. It gives me burden.
Yes.
Because I have to hold on to it because they died and they left it to
and
me.
Think you're
and I think
to keep
I
it.
Have to keep it, just like that dining room table of mine that you love.
I like that table.
You have a huge family.
Well, that table is
you and
so
me,
okay,
nice.
Kobe, they're playing games and shit.
You
at.
And me should switch tables.
We could totally switch tables.
Because I already told you, the two leaves coming out of that thing. My dad, my dad saved up for an entire month. They didn't pay any bills. And they just used his whole paycheck to buy that one table. Because they wanted it so badly.
So, literally, you could probably sit 12 people at this table.
Oh, my God. It's huge. It's comfortably sits 8.
Yeah.
Very easily. But you can literally fit 12 people on this table. It's and massive. So, and guess what? This table is in a house of 2. When we sit down for dinner, it's like kings at the two sides ends of the table. Kings and queens.
Can you pass the salt?
Oh, wait. You have to stand up and walk that to me because it's 10 feet long of a table. But it can go down.
But
we have the leaves in it.
So our table's tiny. It's a little square table.
Tiny with
four
only four
chairs.
People and that's it. No one else
but,
is getting around that table.
When we had our last party here, it's like where we had like 8 people,
yes.
10 people.
Nobody stood, no one sat
where
at the table.
Where are we going to sit to play a game, even?
Oh, but we sat around your island.
We did. We had to scoot the table over to the island that was in the kitchen because I don't have a table big enough.
So is that
for
your
10 people.
Is that your thing of telling me I need to keep my table?
You should keep your table. You're gonna need it because we're gonna want to come over to your house and play games.
This is true. And maybe I'll keep it. But it's just like for 2 people. And it's literally 5 days of the week. One person at this
but
house.
How many kitties do you have? at the table.
That sit with me when I eat at the table?
Yeah.
Probably almost all of them. Try to get at me
Are
at this table.
Are they hoping that you'll drop some food?
Oh, God, yes.
Or is it because they love you?
No, it's they only want the food.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think they love me. They love me, but not that much over the food.
I don't think any of my cats love me unless I have food.
I mean, I think there's times when I don't have food and they want me to pet them.
Yeah.
I'm at the table. I know it's solely for the food. They only want the food. And it's literally, I push all the line chairs in because all my cats know they're not allowed on the table when I'm eating. But all so these little heads poke up from all the chairs.
You just see the like eyes and the ears like poking up from the table.
Like they can, their little heads are above the table, Kobe. Because they're sitting on all the chairs around the table. Because like we just said, this table will fit 12. There's 8 chairs.
You know what? That's kind of creepy.
So there's me and 7 cats sitting at all these little chairs staring at me hoping I'm going to give them food. And I'm going to be honest, even though this is on a podcast that's going everywhere in the whole fucking world, when Thor first moved over there and I was really depressed about eating by myself, I did dish up a couple plates and give them to the cats. So we all sat at the table together and ate our dinner. Because I want, because they sat on their chairs. They didn't get on the table. They sat on their chairs and ate the damn food off their little plates. I actually have a picture in my phone somewhere.
And
I should find it.
They remember that.
And now they think it's going to happen every time, but I'm
and
not.
And that you should give them food every time.
But I'm not as needy as I've been there. I'm actually, I really miss when my husband's not home. But there's nights where I'm like, well, I'm fine. I'm just alone and I'm fine.
That's okay.
I'm okay. I get to do what I want when I want.
I'm going to eat this dinner with my fucking cats.
Staring at me like I should be giving them some of it, even though I'm not.
They want to kill me.
I swear to fucking God, my cats eat better than me. I spend so much money on their stupid food. They get canned and dry, and it's really good.
Well, you know for a fact, Patron's out there right now getting fed by my dad.
Oh, I know. Why do you think he scratched at the door? Because he wanted out. Now he wants back in.
He wanted to go see Papa. Because Papa's got food and he knows he's gonna get a taste. He doesn't want to come in here.
Well, he was just scratching at the door.
Because there's no food in here.
There's wine. Did you already? Patron. He probably ate all the food already. You know he goes to obedience class next week.
I'm so excited.
I mean, we all are about him not being an asshole anymore.
We should have recorded me trying to get him to lay down last week.
We can still do that.
Because that was fucking hilarious.
I mean, she had to pull his legs out from under him and then, like, shove him down and then pin him down like a wrestler.
Like, I pulled out his legs so he couldn't stand up, threw him on the ground, pinned him, and said, lay down.
Yep. And then he got a treat.
And then he got a treat.
Yeah, my dog sucks.
And we did it, like, 5 times and he still didn't understand what lay down meant.
Nope.
Not even close.
No. So he's going to, it's called a basic obedience class. We're not in an advanced class. We're not in a show dog class or the agility class, whatever the hell they have there. We're in the lowest class there is to man other than the puppy training class.
Because Patron.
He sucks ass.
He's a special dog. He's special.
We only sit if there's food in our hand.
Yep.
And we don't lay down.
Nope.
We don't stay.
I can attest to that.
We do not stay. We don't come very easily.
Doesn't heal.
No, there's no healing.
There's no tricks whatsoever.
There's no shaking. There's no,
high fives. No. There's no nothing.
Or praying like freaking Allie's dog does.
Allie's dog says a prayer.
Oh, yeah. No. You don't do. Wait, he knows couch.
He does know couch.
That's not a phrase most of you guys know.
Only when he's at home.
No, not anywhere else. He has to be home. If I yell out couch and I'm in my house, this dog, no matter where he's at, he'll run and go to my couch.
So did the other dogs. All 3 dogs.
All 3 of my dogs.
If you say couch, they run over to the couch.
And they sit, they lay on my couch.
And it's you only do it when they're irritating you and they're annoying. You yell, couch, couch.
Yep.
And they all run over to the couch and then they stop there and they look at you like all scared, like, oh my God, what?
Oh my God, we're doing good, right?
All right.
We're okay now, right?
Are we in trouble? What's going on?
Are you happy we're on the couch?
You made us get on the couch.
Yeah. But that's the only command my three dogs know. Because my husband decided to work in a different, in the big city and leave me 3 hours away 5 days a week.
With these dogs that have no...
with no training because no he was training. Supposed to train them. And so they learned couch. Couch and the word shut up.
Shut up.
When they bark. Because they're little dogs, so they bark at everything.
Shut up!
You can attest to the shut up.
I can't. But you know what? When you yell it, it doesn't work.
No, it doesn't.
Like, literally, I come into your house and I'm like, rah, 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 you're like, shut up! She's been here like 50 times! Shut up!
The worst is if you come in and go use the bathroom and they come out and then they start barking at you again because they're so stupid that they forgot that you were here. That's my favorite.
Yeah.
All my dogs are mixed with the top 10 stupid breeds.
Aww.
I mean, they're my dogs. I'm being honest.
They're sweet and cute.
I'm sorry, they're all Chihuahua mixes, and Chihuahua is in the top 10 stupid dogs.
Patron, what are you doing, honey?
Being stupid.
He's being dumb.
He's just this being just his like, breed.
I'm going to nickname this episode right now Dumb Dog Episode. Episode 26.
Well,
27, Dumb Dog. Dumb Dog.
Well, Brandy is mixed with a pug, which is in the top 10 stupid dogs as well. And Brandy, a Chihuahua.
So seriously, Brandy.
Yes.
She's a tiny little Chihuahua head and a fat little pug body.
Yes.
She's the weirdest looking dog ever.
I mean, we can't get weirder than her.
She's weird looking.
Tiny head and huge body with the curly little tail.
Yeah. It's just like a cartoonish freaky thing. Like, yeah.
And then Cognac. If you guys haven't realized it, all my animals are named after booze. Cognac is mixed with, he's half Chihuahua and then half Whippet, which is a miniature greyhound. Both in the top 10 stupid breeds.
And he's tiny.
He's pretty small.
He's got a tiny head and a tiny body, as opposed to Brandy that has the tiny head and the big body.
Fat body.
He's tiny, tiny.
Tiny, tiny, but he's tall.
And he's tall and he's just skinny and just
gangly.
Gangly.
Yeah. The gangly legs. Like, I wish I could mimic how he walks, because I don't feel like the bend, it's like this.
Like, literally, all three of your dogs, people look at him and go, what is that?
Huh. Well, I get that all the time.
Huh.
What kind of dogs do you have? You know what I say? And it does not help their curiosity whatsoever. Oh, they're all mutts.
Like, what kind of dog is that? We don't know.
It's just a mutt.
Like a space alien type dog.
Thor has a name for each of them. He calls Cognac a Chippet. Because it's a Chihuahua mixed with a Whippet, which is a miniature greyhound.
Got it.
Brandy's a Chug.
Chug.
That's a pug with a Chihuahua.
And Brandy looks like a Chug. Chug.
Chug. Chug. Or a log. Remember the song Log? It's log. It's log. What a wonderful toy.
Log.
It's fun for
a girl and a boy. Brandy's a Chug.
She's a Chug.
She looks like a Chug.
She is. And then Patron. I haven't really come up with a good name for him because he's mixed with four breeds.
Yeah.
So he's 50% Pitbull. He is a little bit Dachshund. So that's where the long-ass, weird fucking body comes from.
Uh-huh.
And the short legs. But then he also is mixed with a Chihuahua and a Cocker Spaniel. Can you guys all picture what this fucking looks like right now?
He's a pitchock cuck.
A pitchock cuck. He's a pitcock. Pitcock.
He's a pitcock.
Pitcock. There we go. That's what he is. He's a pitcock.
We just thought of a new breed and it's called a pitcock.
Yep.
Trademark. Nobody else can have that.
He's fixed, so I don't think anybody else is going to have that.
Oh.
We almost didn't fix him for that because he's such a cool dog.
Well, he's licking his fucking...
Because he doesn't understand. Is he doing his elk? Patron.
Patron. Are you a pitcock? Huh?
Oh. You like the pitcock, huh?
Are you a pitcock?
I mean, He's kind of our favorite dog.
Yeah.
The other two I really love, but just not as much as Patron.
I love them, but I don't.
They were there before. If I would have gotten Patron first, the other two wouldn't happened.
Yeah.
I don't know if half the cats would have happened after him.
Yeah.
He's pretty amazing.
He's a pretty awesome doggy.
Even though he's not trained and he sucks ass.
Trademarking that Pitcock.
You should. I mean, we need to get a patent on that shit.
Something. I don't even know.
Because that's freaking amazing.
Hey, well, you know what? We're broadcasting it.
What?
Right now.
Oh, people can steal it.
Trademarked Pitcock.
Pitcock. Someone else is gonna already.
Unless it's already a thing.
If it's a thing, guys, will you tell us if it's a Pitcock?
Tell us if that's a thing.
No one else is going to come up with Pitcock.
Or email us, like, the weirdest breed.
Oh,
like,
my God.
A mix of breeds that you guys have found.
Like, I would love to hear
like
that.
Like the, what was it, the bulldog and the shih tzu, and they called it a bullshit.
That's the best breed I've ever heard in my life.
Best breed
a
ever.
A bullshit?
That's better than a Pitcock.
It's way better than Pitcock. No offense. A bullshit? What do you have? I have a bullshit.
I have a bullshit.
What? They would be so surprised. They would. Especially if you call the vet. What kind of breed do you have? I have a bullshit.
I have a bullshit.
It's a bullshit. There's no way of saying that whenever it's not funny.
Yeah,
that's
hilarious.
Just funny. A Pitcock? It almost sounds like you're saying peacock.
Peacock. Or, well, you know, when we went, Megan and I went to Portland last spring break.
Yes.
And we went to some place called the Pitcock Mansion.
The haunted mansion.
It was supposed to be.
Was it very haunted?
No.
Nothing happened?
We got a nice tour and stuff. There's a lot of people there. And it was raining, foggy that day.
Rain and foggy would be good for ghosts, but all the people, not so much.
But anyways, it was the Pitcock Mansion. Pitcock. And so every time I say Pitcock, I think of the Pitcock Mansion in Portland. Yeah.
I really would love for us to go to that haunted one that's in, I think it's in Friday Harbor.
Yeah.
The really haunted one where we all have to stay in that one room. And it's so supposedly fun. And we have some friends that stayed in that room recently and they said it was definitely haunted.
Oh, we should do that.
We have to bring your Ouija board.
I have one.
I know you do. We tried
it's
to work
really
it.
Really old one too, is my mom's.
That's the best ones are older.
Yeah.
So we have to bring that. And we just have the husbands do it.
Just make them do it.
They'll be fine.
Megan can bring a friend. And we could all just have like a little seance party.
Well, because they say that when you stay in this one, it's a big suite. There'll be enough for all of us to sleep. But they said no one's going to sleep in that room.
Yeah.
So we would have to book that room probably on a Friday. And then book a different room for a Saturday at a different hotel where we can just sleep. And recoup. Because we're old. In a place that is cool enough that Megan and them can have fun.
You know what? I'll probably sleep like the fucking dead the whole time.
While we're in the haunted room?
Yeah.
Not according to Thor's friend. No way in
I
hell.
I bet you I will.
If she does, I'll record that shit. Because I don't think she's going to because they said they could feel people touching them and breathing on them. And they heard things. It's fucking horrible. Haunted.
That's like so cool though.
I know.
That's so exciting.
Like we'll have to bring our recorders.
Yes. We'll have to do live podcast.
We need to do this next October.
Room. Yeah, let's do that.
I think we have a couple things we want to do in October though. We want to do that. Or it could even be in September. I don't care. That's still Halloween era. And we need to go to
Coopville.
No. Where'd you go last year? It's not
Scarywood.
Thank you. I was saying not Scary Farm, but that is in California.
We have to go to Scarywood.
And then that haunted place in haunted mansion thing.
And the haunted place. But I also want to go to Coopville.
Yes.
And get new Haunting of Coopville shirts.
We need to do that. And if we do Coopville, we should stop at that one that I was in Snohomish that I just went to this last year.
What?
Remember when I did the big corn maze? Yeah. That was kind of stupid. But they had the really good haunted mansion.
Yes.
Or haunted house.
Yes.
And then they had, the scare rooms.
Ooh.
That weren't that scary, but I got out of them really quick because I'm so smart.
Yeah.
I'm super smart.
We could also go to what's the fort?
Fort Casey?
Yeah, Fort Casey.
Remember, I lived in Coopville. I know Fort Casey.
And we could do that. Because that's haunted.
We could make our own haunted thing going there.
We could have our own haunted, like, weekend or whatever, like, whole, like...
Like, we could do all those things in one weekend. You imagine that?
Oh, my God.
So, imagine. We could do Friday Harbor on a Friday night. Do Coopville on Saturday. Because it's all in the one area.
Yeah.
Do Coopville on Saturday.
Yep.
And then on Sunday, on our way home, we do Snohomish.
That'd be fun.
And then probably take Monday off to recoup. From the whole...
Either we'll be hungover or scared out of our fucking brains.
Either. We're going to be both.
Yeah.
Both hungover and...
Wait, no, if I'm drunk, I'm not scared.
I don't scare easy.
Because you don't. You do not scare at all. I scare super easy, except last year we went to Scary Wood.
Yes, and she didn't scare at all.
But because I chugged an entire bottle of wine by myself right before we went in, plus had a bunch of tequila. And so...
She was fine.
It was fine.
I guarantee you.
I had a blast.
It's so much better if you can laugh at those things.
Oh, yeah.
And know so that it's none of it's real. And when you're drunk, you really don't care. I can be drunk or sober, and I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
I'm fine. I'm the one that plows through those haunted houses, and I make fun of every damn little thing I can. Especially if Kobe's with me, because I want to make it so it's not as scary for her. Because it's not.
Heather saved my ass today.
Oh, with the spider? The tiny, transparent spider?
It wasn't tiny. So
we're talking, guys. It wasn't even the size of my
pinky. I was cooking. We're cooking dinner, and it literally came down in between the oven, the burners and the oven. It was just, like, falling down.
Yeah,
and
I was so scared for it.
I was cooking, stirring. And I don't like it when they surprise me like that.
She doesn't.
If they're far across the room, it's better. But it just like, it was all of a sudden, it was just right there.
It was one of the most innocent spiders ever to come down.
And of course I screamed.
She did.
And I was like, ah, God.
And then for some reason, it took me a little time to grab him. Because he was a little, he was a little busy. Well, I was scared he was going to get burnt on the burner.
If he would have touched the burner, he would have got fried.
Well, and I would have gotten fried because I was trying to grab him.
You were trying
him.
To grab him with your bare fucking hands.
Well, I did get him with my bare hands.
Which is fucking dumb.
It's not dumb. I do know my spider species, people. I know which ones can harm me and which ones can't. Even the ones that can harm me, I already know they're not going to.
It's just, I'm sorry, it's wrong.
But Ron,
so
but,
wrong.
But so right because she was so happy I did that.
I'm just like, get it out.
And I did. You know where I put it? I put it in her vegetable garden. Mm-hmm. That way it could kill bugs in her vegetable garden.
That's fine. As long as it's not in my house.
It's not in your house. It's not even on your porch. Yeah, I put it outside of your porch.
Just away.
And it was so happy when I let it out. Spiders just want to be your roommates, guys.
Luckily, it was a blondie spider.
Like, he was almost transparent.
And so, So, I've had it before where I've been like, at the sink, and one of those dark black big ones that can see, like if you Jeff likes to play with them, like he'll put his finger and they can like see where your finger is and stuff, and they turn around.
Those are smart.
Those like house spiders.
They're cute. They're garden spiders is what they're actually called.
And it would it would like quickly like move right next to my hand while I'm at the sink like washing dishes or something.
It just wants to say hello.
I don't like it when I get surprised.
Hello, Kobe. We love you.
That's when I scream my fucking head off. Scream my fucking head off. Because I used to, like, I remember a time when, like, I would see a spider and I would yell for my husband, Jeff, there's a spider. He'd be like, okay, yeah, I'll be out there in a minute. Well, by then, it
was gone.
It's gone. And then I don't know where it is. And I don't like that. I don't like that.
Because it lived.
So now when I see a spider and Heather's not here,
yes,
I scream at the top of my lungs as like loud as possible,
dying.
Like I'm dying. And then my husband comes running. What is it? What is it? And then I'm like, oh, there's a spider. That's when he gets a slight bit irritated just because he had to stop whatever he was doing and come out. And it was, you know,
for
in his mind, not a big deal. For me, it's a big deal.
And then there's my house. I have 3 house spiders right now.
No.
Because they're smart enough and they stay away from my cats.
No.
And the only time I actually will move them is if they decide to cohabitate in my shower, which I know is really not good for them. Because I like a hot shower. And the steam affects them and their webs, make it so they slip out of there, and I just don't want that, so I have to move them when they decide to do that in my shower. But Kobe can vouch for this. I actually keep spiders around my whole house.
Yep.
On the outside, usually. Yep.
So when I go to Heather's house, I don't look.
No.
I literally put my head down.
Yes, she does.
And I run in the door.
But Kobe can also attest that how many insects are actually in my house.
How many insects are in my house?
Well, I don't think we have a
lot. There's none.
I'm going to still stick with my story. Because two doors down, my twin sister's house is filled with gnats and flies and all kinds of shit. And my house is zero.
I don't have them in my house.
But you live in a different town than me.
That's true.
I live out in the effing orchard.
My door shut, and my cats, if a fly does come in, those cats are all over that shit.
Isn't that amazing? My cats are so on that. If it's not a fruit fly. They don't see those. But if it's a big fly or a bee or something big.
Oh, yeah.
Or the poor spider. I try to really try hard to protect those damn spiders.
I don't.
But it's like I'm Matrix.
Eat that shit. Eat that spider. Get it. Eat it.
Mine won't eat it. They just kill it. And then I have to clean up the body.
Oh, my cats will eat it.
Really?
Yeah.
It's nice for you.
But my cats also eat mice and snakes and birds and rabbits.
Mine don't think we'll do that unless it come makes it in the house. And so far, none of the bigotines have made it into my house. But they did.
I can't even imagine what would happen.
If I had a mouse in my house?
If you had a mouse in your house.
It would be pretty detrimental to the mouse.
Yeah.
I don't but see.
But your cats would be like, what the fuck is that?
Oh my God. One of our toys just came to life. Oh my God, this is the best toy ever. Yeah, I don't think it would well for the mouse.
No.
It doesn't do well for the flies and the bees or anything, or the spiders that come in the house, because it's literally, they hunt like a fucking pack of wolves. They station, like, there's four cats that will put themselves in different windows in the main room. And the rest of the cats, yeah, guys, I have a lot of cats, chase the fly to the different windows for the waiting cat.
Oh, man.
And so once they get the cat, and once the cat's able to take them down, the cat that actually takes them down is very respectful and understanding of the pack orientation of this. Everybody gets to take a share into playing with the half-alive fly at this point. But they don't eat it. They leave the poor body for mommy, me, to clean up.
Oh, so my cats eat the mice that they bring in most of the time.
Do they? That's nice for you.
But they'll bring in the mouse and they're like, oh, there's a mouse. And then they'll set it on the floor. And the mice are smart.
Mm-hmm. They play dead?
The mice are smart. So the mouse just like lays there. And so the cat's sitting there. He sets the mouse down. And the cat's kind of looking over, looking around to see what's going on. Looking at us.
Like, please, you're proud of me,
to
right?
To see if we're proud.
Of course you're proud.
And then the mouse, as soon as the cat's not looking, hops up and starts running away.
And sometimes it actually escapes and sometimes finds a place that they can hide in Kobe's house.
It escapes and finds a place to hide in my house. So I'm like, all right, you know what? I have 8 cats. If you let a mouse loose in my house, all of you are fired. All of you are shit-ass cats if there's a mouse alive in this house.
Which there has been a couple times.
Which there has been several
because
times.
Because the mouse actually died of starvation.
underneath the bookshelf.
Yep, underneath one of your bookshelves or something. Waiting for its time to escape. And
like
it could
I
never
found
escape.
It was like flat as a pancake. It just like died of starvation because it was trapped in the bookshelf. But like seriously, the cat brought the mouse in. You had the mouse and you let it go.
Exactly.
What kind of a dumbass cat are you?
I guarantee you mine do that. They just don't, believe it or not, I don't have live mice in my house.
No, because, your cats don't go outside.
No, none of mine go outside. Kobe's does.
Mine go outside and catch the mice and bring them in through the cat door. They also bring birds in through the cat.
Yes.
The worst thing in the world is getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning, walking out to the kitchen and seeing bird feathers fucking everywhere all over the kitchen.
Because then you have to find the bird.
But no body.
You have to
There's
find
no
the bird.
Body. Yeah, and so then you look around for quite a while.
How many feathers are on a bird?
There's so many, and you cannot sweep that shit up.
Uh-uh.
It floats. You cannot sweep up the fucking feathers.
My cats want birds so bad because they sit at the window and they make this weird little noise at the birds. The
little chattering.
Yeah, it's a little chattering at the birds.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to get you. If I was out there, I would get you.
I'm going to get you. And you should be afraid because I'm going to fucking get you.
If there was not a glass right here, you'd be dead. You'd be in my mouth right now. No. Nope. Yeah. And then that's me like, oh, thank fucking God there's a piece of glass right there. I don't want that in my house.
And I'm in the kitchen sweeping up the feathers, and then I hear my husband yell, found it!
Oh, no. That's amazing.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, should we ching?
We haven't chinged yet.
We haven't chinged. Let's ching. You ready?
Okay. Yep. Ooh.
That's pretty good.
Well, because they're only half full.
They're only half full.
But they're a little full.
So, this is our episode 27 podcast.
Yep. We had no topic.
We didn't have a topic. I'm so sorry. We just talked about dead birds and fucking shit like that. But
I thought it was interesting.
It was interesting. We are on the verge of apple blossom.
Oh, God, apple blossom. Megan's actually at the apple blossom.
She is.
Yeah, carnival.
The carnival right now.
With your credit card.
I don't know why I gave her my credit card.
You know why you gave her what? Because I offered mine up first.
I know. Heather's like, you can take my credit card. I'm like, no.
Because I was like, I trust her. She can take my little credit card and do what she got to do.
Get a ride bracelet.
Yeah, get it. Carnival. Get some food.
In case anyone doesn't know, where we live, we have an apple blossom festival.
We're in the apple country of the fucking world.
Yeah, so we're in the middle of the apple blossom festival. It's a week long. There's a carnival they set up. There's
a food fair.
Two different parades, a food fair, art shows, crafts, just it's whatever you can think of. They have it.
We even have fucking Scooby-Doo.
We had Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, and a gecko. Yeah, well, you took a picture of the gecko.
I posted that picture.
We didn't get Scooby-Doo, had a bit too many people around them for us to wait in line for, but the gecko was wide open.
Yeah. So, yeah, check that out. I don't think we're doing any apple blossom-related activities because mostly people who live here during the apple blossom festival stay away from it.
For the most part.
It's fucking crazy.
There'd be a slight chance I might have to go to the parade on Saturday, but I'm trying not to.
You know, I wouldn't mind, I guess. And the food fair.
Well, let me know. I'm planning on bringing two wine growlers down.
They have.
If I go.
Okay. Who's in it?
Just Nelson, Kylie, and probably Heather Jo.
Okay.
And the Ennyat Parade.
Yay!
So fun. Marching!
Okay, maybe we'll go. We'll see.
Well, if you go, we like to sit towards the beginning of the parade route so we can call it done.
Okay. Well, we'll try to, what the hell is that?
I don't know.
Okay. Thanks
for the listening. Oh, okay. Sweet. We got some awesome mail here.
We just had our mailman, a.k.a. Dad.
That's what I thought too. Can I have one today?
Okay. Sweet. Oh, that's Jeff. Okay. Well, I'm going to open our mail because it looks like it's something awesome.
Well, I'm going to watch her. Because I don't have any mail here yet.
I'm going to open my mail. But thank you guys for listening.
We love you.
We love you guys.
Happy apple blossom or spring.
Spring and apple blossom. We promise next week we'll have an actual topic.
Right in, guys. The last 2 weeks we've had actual listener requests for what we talked about from Tara and then from Aaron. So if you guys have something you would like us to talk about, email us.
Yeah, let us know. Or if you have a specific, you know, like a wine you would like for us to drink.
Oh, we'll try pretty much any wine as long as it's not poison.
We'll do anything.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. So thank you for tuning in.
If you have time, why don't you give us some 5 stars at iTunes?
Yeah, please.
We'd love that. And then it sounds like we're pretty much on every freaking site you can come up to.
If you haven't looked yet, we are also on Oh, now the name has escaped me.
I don't have my phone. I can't use it anyway.
Audio something.
Yeah.
That sounds good. They have transcripts of all of our podcasts.
Transcripts?
You can read what we're saying.
Boy, that would be fucking scary.
Isn't that amazing? I read part of some of the transcripts.
How are they?
Some of it, it's like you can tell they actually have no idea what we're talking about because some of the words aren't real words.
That sounds accurate.
Yeah. So anyways, I posted on our Facebook page, so go check it out and read our transcripts. Amazing. If you guys want to. So thank you all for listening in, and we'll catch you on the flip side.
Yeah. Peace out.